The ritual that happened next wasn't quite an introduction, or a challenge, or a staking of a claim on the land, or a battle of wills, but it incorporated elements of all of those things. If the ritual was successful, it would form a sort of partnership or peerage between the shaman and the genius loci in question. If it wasn't successful, well, it's a bad thing to have the full attention of a dangerous spirit that can exert control over the environment around you. This spirit, bolstered by the dark energy of the ley line that ran beneath the tower, was more than capable of driving me insane or recycling me into food for its animals and trees. "And yet here I am about to pop you in the nose," I muttered. "Am I daring or what?" I set my staff down and opened the box. First, the circle. Using a short whisk broom, I quickly cleared dirt and dust from the rock shelf beneath me in an area about 3 feet across. Then I used a wooden-armed chalk compass, like those used in geometry classrooms, to draw out a perfect circle on the stone in faintly luminescent, glow-in-the-dark chalk. The circle didn't have to be perfectly round in order to work, but it was a little bit more efficient, and I wanted every advantage I could get. Next, I got 5 white candles out of the box and checked a magnetic compass so that I could align them properly. The compass needle spun wildly and aimlessly. The turbulence of the nearby ley line must have been throwing it off. I put the thing away and sighted on the North Star, setting the candles out at the 5 points of a pentagram, its tip aligned with due north. After that, I got out an old and genuine K-Bar U.S. Marine combat knife, along with a plain silver chalice and a silver former Salvation Army bell with a black wooden handle. I double-checked each of the objects and the circle, then stepped a few feet away and undressed completely, losing my rings, bracelet, and all my other magical gear, except for the silver pentacle amulet around my neck. I didn't have to do the ritual sky-clad, but it reduced the chances of any of the enchantments on my gear causing interference by a small, if significant, amount. All the while, the pressure from the island's awareness kept doubling and redoubling. My head started pounding, which was just lovely in combination with the fresh bumps on it. The hairs on the back of my neck stood up. Mosquitoes began to whine and buzz around me, and I shuddered to think of the places that were going to get bitten while I did this. I went to the circle, checked everything again, got a box of matches out of the ritual box, and then knelt down in the circle. Yes, I could have lit them with a spell, but again, that would have left an energy signature on the candles that could potentially interfere, so I did it the old-fashioned way. As I struck the first match and leaned down to light the northernmost candle, a screech owl let out an absolutely alien-sounding cry from so nearby that I almost jumped out of my skin. I barely kept from losing my balance and smudging the circle. "Cheap shot," I muttered. Then I lit a fresh match and began again. I lit the 5 candles, then turned to face the north and reached out to gently touch the chalk circle. A mild effort of will closed it, and the psychic pressure I'd been feeling for the last half hour or more abruptly vanished. I closed my eyes and began to regulate my breathing, relaxing my muscles group by group, focusing my thoughts on the task at hand. I felt my will begin to gather. Outside my circle, the owl shrieked again. A wildcat let out an ear-splitting yowl. A pair of foxes set up a yipping, howling corral in the brush. I ignored them until I felt that I had gathered all the strength I could. Then I opened my eyes and picked up the bell. I rang it sharply once and filled my voice with the power of my will. "I am not some clueless mortal you can frighten away," I said to the hilltop. "I am Magi, one of the wise, and I am worthy of your respect." A wind came rushing up from the lake. The trees muttered and sighed with the force of it, a sound like angry surf, enormous and omnipresent. I rang the bell again. "Hear me," I called. "I am Magi, one of the wise, and I know your nature and your strength." The wind continued to rise about me, making the candles flicker. With an effort of will, I steadied their flames and felt the temperature of my body drop a couple of degrees in reaction. I set the bell down, took up the knife, and drew it along the knuckles of my left hand, opening a thin line in my flesh. Blood welled up immediately. I put the knife down, took up the chalice, and let my blood trickle into the cup. And as I did, I used the one thing that made me think it was possible, just possible, to pull this thing off. Soul fire.